Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Drop-In Pod. It's Friday. It's sunny outside in Northwest, the Pacific Northwest, and it's also the release of the Tortured Poets Department. How are you doing, Aaron?
Good. How about yourself, buddy?
I am doing pretty dang good. As
Yeah, good.
good as you can be on it's a Friday, like I said.
Yeah.
We got, lots of stuff coming up here to talk about. This week's a little bit of a, I wouldn't say slow week, but it's a little bit quieter because we've got draft coming up next week. Both NBA and NHL playoffs will be underway.
Yep.
Currently, it's the play-in tournament. We'll get to that a little bit later, but it's New Orleans Pelicans and Sacramento Kings on right now. I don't know do you know what happened in the Eastern Conference play-in today?
I wanted to say Chicago, but
I was a busy boy. So there was Chicago, and it was
Miami.
Miami, and Miami should have beat them, but then again, they didn't have Jimmy Butler.
Yeah, that's what happens when you don't have Jimmy Butler. That's always a little bit of a struggle.
By the way, I know we're not at the basketball part of this yet, but that line that I'm guessing it's real. It's been shared overall, like all over, about him and Tyler Hero, where
the Heat did win.
Well, the Heat did win. Okay, yeah, that's good because Chicago's not that good. But that whole like line about how he's like,
oh, I know,
he told Tyler he's 9 for 27, and Tyler took a shot at him, and he's in 9 for 28. If that's real, because it's being shared everywhere.
If it's real, that's
even
straight
if it's
epic.
Not, it's still Jimmy Butler legendary. Just, you know, I mean, yeah, it's hilarious.
I mean, I totally could see Jimmy Butler saying that, regardless if it's real or not. But that, to me, that's totally a Jimmy Butler thing to say.
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, man, they smoked Chicago 112-91.
Dude, I mean, yeah, I won't say anything, so we'll get to it later, but there's a lot of stuff that's just funny about the Eastern Conference compared to the Western Conference.
Oh, yeah. That's kind of like hockey, too, man.
So we are, though, let's kick it off with a little bit of football. So we are headed into the draft. There's not really a lot to talk about that hasn't been talked about. Next week is when we'll know everything, obviously. What are your thoughts, though? The only thing that I've heard thrown around is that basically, you know, I mean, we've heard a lot of stuff about Mike McDonald this week. He has taken out everything from the Super Bowl out of the training facility at VMAC. He had even the Beastquake, which is a little painful for those of us in the Pacific Northwest who love the Beastquake and love Marshawn Lynch. But as I said, I will back what Mike McDonald does, because when you take a guy out like Pete Carroll before the last year of his contract, you better be ready to deal with whatever the changes are.
Absolutely.
It's rumored, though, that DK's on the block, Tyler's on the block, Geno's on the block, and they could be potentially looking for JJ. And I don't get that personally. I mean, there's obviously a talk that John Schneider loves Jalen Daniels, but that seems like a far stretch, even though he doesn't want to go to Washington. That seems very apparent. But you know, I don't see any way in hell that Washington's going to trade that chance away, right? I mean, like, I think that, who was it? Was it the Raiders? It was the Raiders, who I think it was a first from, it was better, bigger than the Trey Lance trade. It was like a first from this year, first for next year, first for the year after that, I believe. And then like a second as well. It was crazy. So to think that the Seahawks would have to basically bundle up DK, maybe Geno as a, you know, a holdover until the other quarterback's ready. And then you'd also have to probably give up this year's first, next year's first at the least. And so I don't see Jalen Daniels happening. And I just don't think J.J. McCarthy is that big of a step up from a guy like Michael Penix. And we could probably get Michael Penix if we're actually after a quarterback.
Yeah. I mean, I to be honest, I don't think we're going to go after a quarterback in the first round. I just don't, doesn't seem like a defensive based coach's primary
goal.
Yeah,
no, I agree.
We probably go D-line if we stay at 16. Because we need help there. We also need help on the offensive line. So I could see us going after Fantanao from Washington at 16.
Yep.
So there's a lot of options. I don't think Seattle goes for the quarterback. There's no, I mean, yeah, you can say that all of these players are on the block, because why wouldn't you, to generate some buzz and see what you can get?
Yep.
Especially as a new coach coming in. But the idea of completely gutting this team and starting over just doesn't seem wise, you know, to trade DK, to trade Geno, to trade Tyler Lockett. It doesn't make sense at the current moment, especially on the contract numbers that we got him at. So,
yeah,
It just doesn't seem like it makes a whole lot of sense.
The most
if we want to be competitive.
Yeah, I mean, the most captivating part, I think, by that whole story is just the love that Tyler Lockett and Geno had for Pete, and the question of where are they at right now? They're still professional athletes. Like, whenever everybody goes, where are they going to be at? They're going to be ready to compete. I don't worry about that. I really don't. DK, the question, of course, comes down to, you know, is Mike McDonald, we know he's a little more of a stern guy compared to Pete. Is he looking at DK's attitude and saying, yeah, I don't want that in here, you know, and that could very well mean DK is, I he'd be the last guy out of those three I would trade. And I literally have Geno Smith and Tyler Lockett jerseys. I'm just saying that, like, in the, when it comes from a business point of view, DK would be the last guy. What, DK's not your typical wide receiver diva. DK's just a little bit of a kid sometimes, and he needs to have a little bit, you know, of, he needs to reel it in a bit, but he's also one of the, he's a freak, you know. I mean, why would you not want that on your team? He's probably one of the most talented wide receivers in the league. So, you know, the way I see it is that when you look at how many quarterbacks are going to be taken, and some of them way too high, really, for what they're probably are, and you look at how many wide receivers are going to be taken, which is a lot as well. The fact is that you're going to have a really good guy for the position you need coming in at 16. You're going to have a really good player. I mean, there's a lot of depth actually in the draft for those positions. And now you're going to have your pick of the litter essentially. So yeah. I don't think at all you go quarterback here, especially if Penix, the only way you would do that is if you traded somebody and traded a pick or whatever to get a second, you know, so you made sure you got Penix in the first round and then got somebody, or even if he fell, I mean, every draft has him going everywhere. Penix going from like the middle of the first to the second, you know. So where is Penix going to go? We don't really know. But I can tell you right now, they've been linking him to the Giants. They've been linking him to a couple other teams as well. I think the Giants isn't a bad fit for him, honestly. They have a good defense there. They need a little bit better offensive line. But, you know, Danny Dimes was just never good. I think if they can keep Penix healthy, I think that's actually a great draft or a great pickup for the Giants if they do get Penix.
I mean, I actually agree with that. Yeah. I you know, he's a mobile quarterback. They have some decent receivers out there too. So, you know, it's a decent fit. Are they going to be successful out of year one? Probably not. But still, I mean, I give Penix a half a season to learn the playbook and then let him go in the second half if you're kind of in the mix or out of it. But
the worry is strictly injuries with him. Almost everybody who talks about him says, hey, he might have the most NFL-ready arm out of the whole class. And even somebody today was like, look, if you can keep him healthy, somebody's going to get him as a steal. This guy is the real deal. And we know that watching him play. Like, I mean, Mina Kimes said it today, he's never seen an open space he didn't like. Like, I mean, like, that's, you know, that's how Michael is. He's an extremely talented quarterback. Literally, the worry is the injuries, because it's shoulder, knee, I believe, and then was it hip? There's a few different things that he's, I think it was both knees, maybe. Yeah. I'm not positive on that, but.
Well, and he's a little older quarterback coming out as well. So
him and Bo Nix
got
both,
little bit more mileage on him in college and all that kind of stuff. So we'll see. I mean, do I think Penix is NFL? Yeah, but the question is, will he last more than 5 years? And that's kind of what you know, if he can go more than five, then sure. But, you know, that's a concern. I think his stock probably does dip into the second round, to be perfectly honest.
It's possible.
I was going to say, we've seen quarterbacks fall from the first and easily into the second. I mean, they didn't even invite Bo Nix to the draft, for Christ's sake.
That's incredible.
Yeah.
I mean, the truth is, if the Seahawks could get him in the third, I would take Bo Nix in a heartbeat. I would take, I think it looks more and more like, I think we're going to draft a quarterback. It's just not necessarily going to be you know, so I think Stetson Bennett is a good possibility for the Seahawks. But, you know, if Bo Nix falls to you, boy, I tell you what, if he's there in the third, I'm drafting Bo Nix. I mean, you know,
even later in the second.
We don't have a second pick, but if we trade it down,
Yeah, I mean, that's an entirely possible thing that Johnson and I would do is trade out of the 16 pick, get something in the late first round and pick up a second round pick. Yep. Because this draft is deep. And especially if we're not looking quarterback, wide receiver, then, why wouldn't you back out?
I think it was edge rushers they were showing earlier. I'm not positive on that, but I think it was edge rushers. And they're like, look, the drop off from the number one edge rusher to like five is not big at all. They're like, you know, and there's going to be so many available because so many teams are going wide receiver, quarterback early. So really, this is the perfect situation for the Seahawks to say, we're trading down, we're getting a second round pick. And then, maybe using that pick for, potentially for a quarterback too. So It's but we're gonna have it's gonna it's a good draft. It's gonna be a good draft for I think a lot of different teams, a lot of talent coming out of college. So
Yeah,
it's gonna
it's going to
be,
be interesting. Oh,
yep.
I mean, the other thing is what does next year's draft class look like? That I mean, because that's also that's something that you look for in the future,
Absolutely.
especially as a new head coach, right? So the question is, do you stockpile draft picks for this year and next year by trading back from 16? And to me, it almost seems like a no-brainer for Schneider to do that. It's such his MO.
Yeah, I mean, the only thing you'd be looking at next is if you're a team who needs a quarterback badly, which isn't really the Seahawks, you would be looking at next year and going, look, we got to get our quarterback this year. I don't think the quarterback class is going to be not even close to as good as it is this year. When you're literally talking about Shedeur Sanders as being possibly up in the top two, three, that's a little worrisome in what next year's draft class is going to be. By the way, there's also been the talk from Deion Sanders that he's only allowing Travis Hunter and Shedeur Sanders to go to a select amount of teams. So obviously, Deion is also
Yeah.
changing up how
It's
the
like
draft
six
works.
teams. It's like six teams he picked. And all of them I think he played for. Like
Yeah, basically, most of them. I mean, he's like he keeps it interesting. I mean, I guess that much, but
Yeah. Ridiculous.
well, we got I know we're almost entirely sure Adrian's coming on. Tom is never a guarantee, but so I think we'll jump to soccer before we go to hockey. Usually we do hockey next, but we'll jump to soccer because Adrian will definitely want to talk about hockey. Sounders are down in Dallas. Of course, we are a worldwide pod for that matter, but we are back over here in the Pacific Northwest. So Sounders, that's our team. They drew with Dallas. Dallas has not historically been a very good place for the Sounders to play, so a draw doesn't feel horrible, besides the fact that Dallas is actually horrible.
Well, yeah, I mean, and to be honest, everyone didn't catch much of this game. I caught highlights because I was at the
Same.
Mariner game. But from what I saw, it looked like Seattle had every opportunity, just failed to score yet again.
And that's gonna there's gonna be help there. I really do truly believe that. Like we're not, hey, we got our win. We're gonna be tomorrow. It's gonna be Seattle, Vancouver. You're gonna be at that game. That's a tough one because Vancouver is number two in the Western Conference. So that's a tough game for the Sounders. Historically, we're pretty good against Vancouver. But I mean, when you look at the MLS, and that's why there's no like big time panic button if you're the Sounders, really, if you're anybody, because the MLS is so all over the place right now. There's no team that's like jumping way out. I mean, it's kind of like baseball. We're right. It's just there's
What
no
a
real.
rough.
Everybody's having a bit of a rough go. I mean, you would have liked to have seen them gut out that game against Dallas, get a point, or excuse me, get 3 points, get a goal. And they failed to do that, but hopefully, we'll be back here. I mean, we don't have any back-to-back home weeks here for a bit, I don't think, because it's Vancouver this week. I don't know where we go next week, and then it's LA Galaxy, so we didn't have to play the Galaxy, number one in the West, in 2 weeks on Cinco de Mayo. So,
It's going to be a rough one.
yeah, hopefully the Sounders schedule gets a little bit
Well, I
easier.
mean, it's not even that. The Sounders just need consistency, and I think, the word is that Pedro de la Vega is probably not going to be ready for this week. He might see some minutes if he's feeling all right, but I think it's going to be another week or so, maybe two, for him to get ready and ramp up and ready to go. But we should have full JP. We should have full Rusnak. So, I mean, there's still hope there. It's not like we're dying out there. We obviously know that we can score now. It's just a matter of can we do it consistently?
And that was when you and I saw that game. It's not like, even though Montreal is not very good, it's not like there was a lack of quality on the goals. There was actually really quality goals. So these guys know how to score. They just have to link up right. We'll see how that goes. Currently right now, Miami and the LA Galaxy, they're the two league leaders. It's kind of crazy to think about because it's not like they're running away with games, and they definitely had their, zonkers as well. So it's not like those two teams are that fantastically good, but they are leading the league right now. So I mean, look at one man does not make a team, but when you look at Miami, they are a drastically different team when Messi's not on the field. And I believe he scores in every game, right? He's in,
Pretty
basically.
much, it feels like. I mean, that makes sense. I mean, He is still one of the best, if not, top five best players in the world still.
Oh,
And he's
yeah.
playing against a bunch of, to him, amateurs. So
Yep.
to be perfectly honest, no offense to the East,
No. Well, yeah.
but in reality, he can still walk around most defenses in Europe. So
Yeah. I mean, that's exactly the case. Like, the dude is, he's that's how he is. He's gonna split open defenses, and there are teams in the MLS. We've talked about this. We're not, even as bigger MLS fans than we are Prem fans or Bundesliga or La Liga or whatever, it doesn't, like, we know it's the talent level isn't as high, but the competitive level is better, in my opinion. It's just it's a, there's more parity. It's more fun to watch because you're not looking. I mean, look at, besides Chelsea not being up there right now, the Prem is literally Liverpool, Arsenal, and Man City, as a race for first. I mean, it's like that's all the big money squad. So when you look at MLS, on any given day, really, it doesn't matter who you are. So I feel like, Messi coming here, though, when he's looking, especially on the Eastern Conference, that is not
So
typically as good
soft.
as the West, he's just
It's
looking at it like, well, fuck, this is easy.
like, it's just like having your high school coach go out against a bunch of 10-year-olds, it's just
Yeah.
ridiculous. I mean, it's absurd because he's a one-man show, and he doesn't beat people with speed. He beats people with craftiness.
Yep. Oh, yeah. Yep.
And
When you're
so
that short, you
that's
have to be.
you want that, and it'll age. I mean, it's not that he was ever slow, because he was fast back in
Right.
the day, but he's getting up there in age. And the thing is, he still has that quickness and his deception. And that's all you need in MLS. MLS is such a physical, straightforward league that if you can avoid tackles, good luck defenses and goalkeepers.
Yeah, it's why Rui Diaz is so, so good for the Sounders, is because if you can, man, if you got that those ball skills, you're gonna be just fine. But yeah, a lot, I mean, so we're still kind of early on in the MLS, so we haven't really seen it all kind of pan out. It's gonna be another one of those years. The MLS is so hard because we now have to look at. We have the Olympics coming up. We have there's
Leagues
other
Cup.
international, Leagues Cup. So there's so much there's so many distractions in the MLS season, and so it's really going to be kind of, it always feels like the MLS doesn't come together till like August.
Well, yeah, and then it's like a mad dash to October for the playoffs. And then on top of the fact that everything gets crammed in at the last minute too, because try to space it out during the summer, and then it's like, oh shit, we got to finish 15
Seven
games
games.
in 8 weeks.
What else we got? We got USL semi, or excuse me, UCL, UEFA Champions League semis. They are set up. It's Dortmund versus Paris Saint-Germain, and which I'm sure I did not pronounce right at all, but Real Madrid against Bayern Munich. It could set up a heck of a Champions League if Bayern and Dortmund were to win, the rivals. Looking at Real Madrid, they came out with a penalty kick win, or they won on penalties against Manchester City, the reigning champs. And then you look at Dortmund, they had a really good game, or at least a good second half too, against Atleti, to get their ticket into the semis. And Paris Saint-Germain, they're kind of the one where you look at it. Dortmund didn't have their full squad when they played the 2-0 loss in the group stage against PSG. So I'm not, as a Dortmund fan, I'm not terribly worried about this PSG. It's a obviously aggregate two games. I think if Dortmund can keep it close and at least get an away goal against Paris, I think they can have a chance in Dortmund. I don't know which way that's going, if it's Paris first or Dortmund second. I don't know. But when you look at, though, the Bayern Munich Real Madrid one, I think a lot of us are kind of sleeping on Real Madrid because they don't have, the stars of old, right? But they do have Jude Bellingham, who might
Bellingham
be one
is
of the,
incredible.
one of the best footballers in the world. And they've been playing well. Real Madrid might just beat Bayern, and Bayern is definitely not what they used to be. They're not going to win this year. Leverkusen, which is actually what I also have on here, Leverkusen actually, I believe, could clinch this week, I believe, or next week. So, they're really close. Yeah, it's going to be, I think it's a great semi, though. I mean, look, at Dortmund is going to fall probably out of CONCACAF, fucking hell.
Yeah.
They're going to fall out of UEFA Champions League, because they're probably going to fall into that Europa League spot in Bundesliga.
Yeah.
So this is kind of their season right now. You know, I mean, they're not bad. We know that. They just are now part, you know, last year, we've talked about this on the pod. They literally tied Bayern through the whole season. Same points, but because of the, I believe, head-to-head, I think, is the tiebreaker. That's why they, or no, actually, I don't even know if it was that. I think it was a goal differential.
Goal
Could,
differential,
yeah.
yeah.
So it was the last day. And that's how they lost the title. And now you move on to this year, and you have Leverkusen playing well. You have Leipzig playing well. You know, you have, you know, you have Bayern, who's not quite as good. But yeah. So, you know, so when I, so the way I see it, is this is Dortmund's big, this is their big game, or their big, you know, tournament, because they had a rough year in Bundesliga. They're not bad, but it's tough when you have that many teams that are now playing well.
Yeah, parity makes for an interesting league. It gets really bothersome and tiresome of the same team winning for a decade.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I mean, we can
So,
do without that, so.
yeah, and you know what? Yeah, it's going to be their shot, but you know, at least Bundesliga will have another new champion for the first time in a decade.
First time in a decade, yep. Which is that's music to my ears.
Well, it's incredible to go for a decade too, right? Because you know you've had to gone through at least two different or three different generations of players.
Yeah, I mean,
Like,
it's look, when you look at it, right? Essentially, the rest of Europe was their farm team. So, you know, especially Dortmund. Which is funny that rivals, that's just something that does not happen in North American sports, where rivals, you know, because it's, but it's different. It's transfers over there. It's not trades, you know, it's all transfers. So, it's not like Dortmund can say, nope, you can't transfer to Bayern, because that's not how it goes. And so, you know, so when you think about 10 years, it is crazy, because when you talk about the, you know, the Warriors in the NBA, when you talk about the Patriots in the NFL, you go, my God, these dynasties that we're now seeing, Patriots have already come to an end. The Dubs, it looks like, is over. You know, you go, wow. But there was what? How many? There's six championships for the Patriots. There was, I believe, three or four championships for the Dubs.
Yeah,
And
three, I think.
I know they were at a bunch of them, but they lost one of the Cavs, of course. Obviously, I would have to go look. I think I know it's three, but it could be four. And so you look at, you know, Bayern, you go, that's 10 championships, but there's a salary, there's no salary cap. You know, there's no, so I mean, there's some nuance to that. But it's definitely good to, it's a good feeling when you see them, you know, see the evil
Yeah.
empire finally, Leverkusen being the one that's going to knock them off of that. So, yeah.
That's got to be tough for
Gotta be tough. Oh, I
Dortmund.
mean, for, yeah, because I mean, because of last year, right?
Yeah. Well, and in
When,
general though, right? Because
yeah,
they've always it's usually those
always
two
right
there's
there.
right, they're
Yep.
always the runner up and now they're gonna be runner up to Leverkusen, which is ridiculous. Like
It's sad. I mean, if you're Dortmund, you're just looking at it and you're saying to yourself, you know, Leipzig was always in there to kind of maybe spoil some fun, but
yeah.
it was always Dortmund and Bayern. And Dortmund, arguably, every single time had less to work with than
Oh,
Bayern.
yeah.
So they were always scrappy. They have Marco Reus. He's been the loyal guy. We're you know, we're very honored that he decided to stay with Dortmund. But you know, I mean, they saw guys like Hummels and Götze go away and then come back when they weren't, you know, when they were, I wouldn't say twilight, but when their best years were over. You know, they played for other teams in Europe. So Marco Reus is really the only one who has said, no, I'm tried and true Dortmund. Even guys like Berkey ended up in the MLS, you know.
Yeah, I
So
mean, but it also cost them titles.
it did cost, yes. I mean, we know Marco Reus would have won a title somewhere else, plain and simple.
Yeah, absolutely, without
He's
question. He's one of the best.
and you look at Haaland, who left Dortmund as well, and he goes and he, you know, he wins a Champions League title last year. So you know, yeah, it's unfortunate that we've had so many good players in Dortmund and they have all gone to win championships somewhere else. And it's hard to understand why, except that, I mean, obviously there's the budget there, that is not as good as Man City's for sure. Bayern obviously has that money too, but you know, but actually there should be a lot of credit. Hey, second place is first loser, right? But there actually should be a lot of credit there for how many years. It wasn't every year in those 10 years. but Dortmund was almost always the biggest competition for Bayern, and with less money, less players that were stars. Right now, when you look at the team, and they still got Hummels on the back line. Matt Hummels, he's not old, but he's also not young.
Yeah, it's got to be in its 30s,
Yeah,
mid-30s.
and Marco's not young anymore.
No.
And he's, and there's other young players there that are, they lost Bellingham.
Yeah.
They got Jordan Sancho back, so that's good. Sancho, but he went away for a while.
Yeah, I mean, I remember us watching Sancho.
Yeah.
No, he was electric.
Oh, Sancho's incredible. He still is. I mean,
Yeah.
it's yeah.
Injuries got him a little bit, but good player. Great
He
player.
could
Fun
be injured
to
right
watch.
now, even, I
I mean,
think.
I'm sure.
Possible.
Dude is paper.
Prem right now, like we said, still up in the air.
Yeah, it's pretty tight still.
I'm not a fan of any of the top three teams.
Yeah, me either.
Who would you rather see win? Liverpool, Arsenal? I can kill. I hope to God it's not Arsenal, because
It's not Arsenal, it's not City, so
it's
by
you're
default,
same as me.
yeah, by default it has to be Liverpool, right?
Yeah, I don't even like Liverpool,
I don't either.
but like, please, over City and over Arsenal, because I cannot take either of those. First of all, City's won enough, and those fans are horrible.
Horrible people.
And Arsenal will literally, I mean, that whole, they will, oh God, those fans will be unbearable if they finally win a championship, because they won the FA Cup, and you would
Oh
have
man, they
thought,
were insufferable.
actually, didn't they win like the, what was it last year? It wasn't even like a, it wasn't even the FA Cup. They won like some like
Was it
low ass,
Car
I think they,
Wasn't
no,
the
actually,
Caraba Cup or something?
no, I'm sorry, I'm thinking of a different team. It was West Ham. West Ham
Oh,
won
that
like
would not make
this.
sense for West Ham. They
They
don't
were in
win
like a
anything
really
ever.
low level tournament, and like they had this like kid who was like, "This is the best team. This is the best day of my life."
Yeah, because didn't they get relegated a few years ago? Feels
Oh,
like.
I mean, yeah, West Ham has been all over the place. I mean,
Yeah.
they're not typically good. It looks like right now we got a battle too for in the relegation. It's gonna be, I think, Luton is there, and Brentford probably gonna miss. Let's hope that they stay in, because that's the only Prem team I care about. Yeah, I mean, right now Everton, the big question is Everton has another they have another hearing to go through,
Oh no.
when it comes to, and I believe, which one was it? There's another team too who also got docked points for the same reason. And so if Everton gets docked a few more points, they could possibly get relegated, but they got points given back to them after a appeal. So there's
I mean,
a lot of points being given through the
man, I
court.
mean, they're only 2 points out. I mean, they're only
Yeah.
2 points up, and they do have a game in hand over Luton.
Yeah.
But man, Nottingham Forest is right there on the line too.
Yeah, not, and then there's who's last?
Oh, Sheffield United
Sheffield,
and
yeah.
Burnley is 19th.
Yeah, the tough part about Burnley is that they are kind of one of those teams that keeps, they remind me of Hull City back in the day, where it's like they keep going down just to come back up. And but at least that's how I remember Hull City. I'm sure there are actual Prem fans who are like, "Oh, Hull City's been down in the championship for a while," and they have.
Yeah.
But I remember back in the day when they were up in the Prem and they just kind of hung out, but they would like do good in the FA Cup.
Yeah.
Yeah, but yeah, it's a, I mean, it's gonna be down to the wire. I mean, that's one thing you can say. It's all the top big money teams, but it's not a runaway this year. Nobody is, nobody knows what's gonna happen probably until last week or two. So.
Yeah, I mean, and then we know Wrexham got promoted
Hey,
again.
yeah, Wrexham did. I mean, hey,
Now they're in League One. That's impressive. Third division.
I know that there's a lot of money behind, or not a lot, but a good amount of money that Ryan Reynolds and Rob
Rob,
McElhenney
yeah.
are putting behind that team, which makes it a little bit easier. But I gotta say, have we seen a success story quite like that from two men who had no idea what soccer was before they started? And literally, the guy who was like managing the money for the team was an actor, for crying out loud. Like, too, he's British, but like, I don't think British just is the only, determining factor of whether you can manage a football team. So,
He probably played a lot of FIFA franchise mode.
manager, franchise. Yeah, I was like, how much franchise mode have you played?
He just
Fair
followed,
bit.
yeah.
Oh man, but yeah, no, I mean, good for them though. I mean, it really is incredible, because
Yeah.
there are a lot of Premier League teams and Championship teams who have money behind them. They have billionaires behind them, and they can't make it work. So for I know that they're just in League One now, but that's a big jump. Now, I will say I would be shocked if they get promoted from League One next year. This is where they're going to start to have some trouble. But really, honestly, it's all good news for Ryan Reynolds and Rob McElhenney, because now the team's making money. Like, this is, you know, this is
Yeah,
no longer
they
now like, oh, we're
just
getting.
started making money.
Yeah, exactly. So it's like, I mean, mission accomplished. You know, now they can work on the slow, probably climb up and out of League One. I think it's, I gotta tell you, there was a question the other day for, you know, we don't care for him much, but Alexi Lalas, Lawless Lalas. And the question was, what means more to the United States, North America, I should say? Is it what Rob McElhenney and Ryan Reynolds have done for Wrexham or MLS? Now, obviously, it's MLS. We know that. They're the two you can't compare. I don't know why people even ask that question.
Stupid.
It'd be absolutely stupid. And that's what Alexi said. And I don't agree with Alexi much, but in this case, I agree with him. But
Obviously, I do too.
yeah, but what I will say is, it's pretty. It's very smart what they both did to have it become. Have a tie to North America. You know, I'm sure they weren't probably making so much off of the show that it offset what they were pouring into this team, but at
Yeah,
least they
absolutely not.
had an offset of a little bit. And it was very
Yeah.
smart how they did it, because the show is very good. It's not just about the team, it's about the town. I've of course watched every episode. I mean, I don't think anybody's gonna be shocked to hear that.
Nope.
And so they did a really good job. I think they deserve all the accolades they could get for what they've done for this team. And oh boy, everybody, we got a treat coming in. Adrian has joined the drop-in pod.
Oh, man. It's been a
After
long time since we've
weeks of
had.
just you and me, Aaron.
That feels like months, bro.
It's Adrian's here. How's it going,
Oh,
Adrian?
you guys hear me
excellent.
okay?
I can hear you okay,
Yeah,
man.
perfect.
Did you get a
Perfect.
haircut, my dude?
Me?
Yeah. No.
Yeah, it's
Yes, you.
disgustingly ugly. You ready?
Oh, man.
Oh no, it's
Oh.
just under the cap.
Just all sweat from running outside.
Actually,
Well,
it was warmish today.
it was
it was
nice
like
down here.
70. Yeah.
Yeah, it was like 68 down here, I think.
What are you
Okay,
guys
we're
talking about?
well, we were talking about soccer, but actually we're ready to move on. But what I will say is we'll move on to baseball first, because I doubt Tom's gonna be here. Tom has he asked how long we're going to be doing this. We're trying to keep these a little shorter now, because 2 hours is a lot for people to listen to. But we will move on to baseball just in case Tom shows up and he wants to talk about hockey. But first of all, Adrian, how are you? It's been a while. How have you been?
Yeah, I didn't die, everyone.
That's
Thank
good.
for the
Thank
two listeners
goodness.
that we have out there. I have been having intense health stuff, and it's been constantly putting me on the bathroom, and I've been just laying on the couch and hardly able to move. So, but yeah, I'm doing good. I'm on new medication.
That's good.
It's for my Crohn's,
Yep.
and today I have been completely fine. No emergency poops or anything.
That's
I've only
good.
pooped twice today, and they've been perfectly solid and awesome. So I'm
Excellent to
back to
hear, man.
normal
We're happy to hear
after
that.
you.
I will
Yeah.
say too to everybody, like we joke about it all the time, because laughter is the best medicine, right? But for honestly, like Adrian has, you know, Crohn's is a very I have multiple friends who deal with it. It's a very tough to you know ailment to deal with, and
Yeah.
so we totally understand. We're happy you're feeling better, bud. And it's good to have you back for this show. So
Dude, it's good to be
yeah,
back. I missed you guys. I missed being able to shoot the shit and just talk
absolutely.
sports.
How
Oh shit,
you
Tom's on his way home.
Tom's on his way home, so we'll
yeah, that
see.
don't mean anything.
He'll be back for like the last 10 minutes, and he'll want us to go on further, and he'll be like, dude, I have to edit this shit.
Then we'll have to go back to hockey for the fourth time.
Yeah, I know.
All right,
So
let's jump to baseball.
let's get to baseball, man. So
Yeah.
you were at a Mariners game, Aaron, before they got, well, we're using this word very loosely, before they got hot against the Cincinnati Reds. Let's be very
That's
let's be
very loose, hot term.
your experience against the Cubs was very typical of a Mariners Cubs game, or Mariners game in general.
Yeah, it really was. Emerson Hancock pitched decent, and but errors and the long ball killed him.
Yeah.
So Yeah, I mean, Seattle's offense is pretty much pathetic, at least what I saw during the Cubs game. Garver still is killing me.
That's bad.
Yeah, he's not great.
I think he makes Frazier, Adam Frazier, look good.
I mean, he's so lost at the plate. And the fact that he still has zero home runs and he still has career zero home runs at T-Mobile is absolute insanity that we pay him $12 million and we got rid of Suarez basically
Hanging
for
as far
that.
as, oh,
I mean,
dude.
Garver's strikeout rate is over 30%, I think, right now. It's ridiculous.
I think he's like batting under 100, isn't he? Or like
Oh,
right around
it's
100. It's
bad.
bad.
But his strikeout rate is through the roof, too.
Yeah, I mean, for wanting to get rid of strikeouts, that is not what we have seen happen. Now the interesting part is that throughout all this mediocrity, the Mariners are 1.5 games, I believe, now, and they got their game postponed today. But they are 1.5 games out of first place, or at least they were as of this morning.
Yeah.
Excuse me, that's how the Major League Baseball is going right now, and they have a series against the Rockies coming up. And let's be honest here, the Rockies are horrible. So
Atrocious.
if they don't sweep them, it feels like it would be a disappointment.
Oh, well, it should be. I mean,
If
it's
they win
absolutely
this,
atrocious.
we have to win the series. I
Yeah.
mean, right now you've got to be putting some points up there because this is your chance. You know, you got a layup against the Rockies. You've got to be putting up some games. Get out there, be a contender, and stay a contender.
Yeah, I mean, we have to beat the worst team in baseball. I mean,
Chicago White Sox are the worst
I was
team in
gonna say
baseball. White
it's
Sox,
either
worst team.
them or Chicago. It's pretty bad right now. But it's absurd, like that we can't put together a handful of runs here and there with this lineup that we're touting as not strikeout prone, which we still lead the league in strikeouts, by the way. But
Good
I mean,
job.
Ty France has gone cold. He was hitting 330 last week, and now he's hitting under 280. Mitch Garver is hitting a buck 60. Our leadoff hitter is hitting 171. So, you know, that's unsustainable. There's no way that we can handle an on-base percentage under 200 at the top of the order. Absolutely absurd.
Leadoff hitter hitting 171 is a really tough one to
That's a
take.
really bad.
Yeah, and our superstar is barely above the Mendoza line at 219, which is way up from where he was when he was hitting last weekend, which was, by the way, he was hitting 180.
Now we do get to play the Rockies though. And it is in Colorado, so hopefully Julio can smack it into that thin air.
Pop some homers.
Pop
I want to give you credit, Adrian. You knew the Chicago White Sox were the worst team in baseball right now.
You know why?
I'm
Because I've
proud of
been
you.
doing research in
Yeah.
our fantasy baseball league, and
Nice.
any pitcher that's going up against the White Sox, I just add them to my team.
That was me today. I was like, oh, one pitcher's going up against the Dolphins, fuck, Marlins.
Killing it, bro.
And
Killing it.
I was like, yeah, we're definitely taking the pitcher going against the Marlins.
I can't believe how bad the Marlins are this year. I really don't think they should be as bad as they are.
No, they really shouldn't. I gotta look this up while we're here because Verlander made his debut today.
He won.
Oh, he
Did he
did
win?
win. God,
Nice.
what was his ERA today?
Three.
Three. Yeah, okay,
Yeah.
so he gave up. Yeah, okay. I would have liked. I mean, I just don't want Houston to win. That's the main thing, and I want them to be like, you know, yeah.
Yeah, he went six innings, gave up 2 runs, had 4 strikeouts. That's it, man. I don't think he even walked anybody. His whip is 0.67. So he had a solid debut against, well, I mean, it was against Washington, so we ain't.
Oh yeah, Washington ain't great,
Yeah.
he's on AARP, so I mean,
Yeah. AARP, but still throwing 98, so
just throwing 98. Adrian, you haven't been here in a bit, so what are your
yeah.
thoughts in general of fantasy baseball right now? How are you feeling about your team?
Dude, I'm loving it. People are trying to get trades. James hit me up. He's like, "Who's untouchable?" And I was like,
Everybody.
"Everyone." I was like, I named like five players, and he's like, "So basically every single player that's good on your team." And I was like, "Yeah." But I'm feeling good, man. My first matchup against, I don't know who it was, week one was pretty brutal, put me in last place. And then I beat Aaron last week, I think, right? Didn't I?
Okay.
Yeah.
I think
And
five
now
three.
I'm currently winning 9-1 against the eighth place team. So, guaranteed championship by the end of the season,
Oh,
I would
I
say,
think so.
100%.
I was down 9-0 most of this week to Jonathan. And but the funny part was now I'm down 6-2, so I'm getting some spots back. But the funny part was if you looked at our stats, it was like they were so close that I
Oh,
was
man.
literally losing all the stats by a barely a little bit.
Yeah.
And then I've got my other league where I'm up 5-4 right now, in that
Nice.
one. But that's Bill's league. You and I are both in that
Oh,
one
yeah.
too.
I'm actually in that league with you. I'm up 8-2 right now in that league.
Fucking killing it,
Also in
bro.
last place in that league, too.
Man,
So,
I enjoy fantasy baseball
yeah.
mostly, but man.
I love fantasy baseball. What I don't like is the fact that Tom hasn't used his injury spots and
Oh,
he's in
it's killing
first
me.
place.
Yeah, it's brutal. He won't be after this week because I'm gonna
Did he
put him in the
play some like
ground.
shitty team the first week?
He beat Jonathan last week, and I'm
He
losing to
smoked
Jonathan.
Jonathan,
Yeah,
and
dude, holy
Jonathan
shit.
tried, and it was bad. It was ugly.
And Tom, like, Tom comes on our chat. He goes, "I thought that baseball was set it and forget it."
And then he
Oh
didn't even go
God,
change his shit.
that's wild. Yeah.
No, I'm gonna put Tom in the ground this week.
Okay, good.
But no, I mean the injuries that I've had already are insane. I've had eight guys go on IL this year already. I had to drop
No,
it
dude,
within
I'm
like
like
three
this
of them.
week.
It's bad.
The funny part is that the other league where that me and Adrian are in, there's no limits to how many people you can
No, like transaction limit.
IL.
Oh,
Yeah,
transaction.
transaction. You're right, Adrian. You there's no limit to transactions, but you did but there's like two IL spots, I think, or like maybe there's
Yeah.
like two for pitching, two for offense. And so I don't want to get rid of like some of my good pitchers, but yet I'm out of IL spots and I'm like, well, I can make it unlimited transactions, but I'm like, I don't want to get rid of these guys. So now I've got like injured guys on my fucking team. And
Yeah.
so it's, yeah, I've been just utilizing swapping out like streamers so that I can compensate for the fact that I've got injured pitchers. I'm not doing too bad in ours when it comes to injuries, but
Man, unlimited
yeah.
ads makes that ridiculous.
Oh, it Bill is all about
Dude.
chaos.
Oh,
Yeah, he
'cause that
is, dude.
is
He loves it, man. Yeah.
chaos.
Yeah,
I
24th edition, yeah.
Man, unlimited ads is intense.
Oh yeah, it is really intense. You'll see guys, I don't know who any of the other, like I know Bill, I know Adrian, I know myself kind of. And I'll just see random people making a bunch of adjustments at like 12 in the morning and I'm like, "Oh God. What's happening?" Just like they're swapping out their whole team.
Dude, could you imagine if it was like same day adjustments? Because like it
Oof.
basically is like next day or whatever. So you get the player the following day. That'd be
Yeah.
nuts because I would just set up every single starting pitcher and just be
Right.
like, taking.
That was the thing I did when I remember I had like a guy who was out and I went and I looked and I'm like, oh shit, it's next day. So like I'm sitting
Yeah.
here with like nobody on my damn team. Whereas ours is
Dude.
same day, but we have limits. But anyways, yeah, I think we're, you know what, Tom might come on, but we're gonna move to hockey because we got lots and limited time. So everybody, the playoffs, they are among us. Or they're coming up.
They
And
are.
we now know how it's looking. I think this is the closest playoffs I've ever seen. When
Yeah.
I look at there's when you're looking at the wild card compared to first place, it's not a big jump down, in my opinion, in either conference.
Let's see,
And
East Coast with Washington and New
okay,
York
yes,
Islanders.
you're right. Fair
Yeah.
enough. Yeah, Washington's not very good.
Winnipeg and is Winnipeg, no, not Winnipeg, Nashville and
Nashville.
Kings. In the wild card spots, man, like they
Yeah.
have a chance too. It's crazy.
Yeah, no, Nashville and Vegas.
Oh, did Vegas get that last wild card
On the
spot?
lot,
Yeah,
yeah,
okay.
because the Kings won
Kings
and
won.
so they ended up
Oh,
getting that
right.
lot. Yeah. And it's really yeah, it's really crazy because when you when I was like looking at the fact that Nashville plays Vancouver, I'm like, I think Nashville beats Vancouver. I gotta be honest. Like
Yeah.
Smashville is looking good right now.
If I
Saros
have
stays
Nashville in six
hot.
games.
If Staros stays hot, yeah, game over,
Yeah.
man.
Yep. I mean, that's just the thing is that Vancouver hasn't looked good since February. And so my feeling is I'm trying to look up my bracket, but it's not, of course, it doesn't have me signed in. I know who I have, though, in the final four and then the final two. But Vancouver hasn't looked that great, and Nashville to me it looks really good. I still believe. In fact, you know what? I'm going to wait for mine. I'm going to let you guys go first. Adrian, what are you looking at though with the semis? Well, I mean, you can give a little bit of the first round too, but like, what is your bracket looking like? And tell me why you think your championship team is going to be a championship team.
My team's going to be Carolina. I think just the
Okay.
additions they made in the offseason, that was their biggest problem last season,
Yeah.
is they really just didn't really make any moves during the trade deadline. And getting Gensel and that top line is solid. And then you kind of go down the lineup. And then Freddie Anderson and Peter Chekhov are both coming into the playoffs hot. Like, since Freddie's gotten back, he has just been on a tear. I don't say percentage is nuts. And yeah, I think whoever is coming out of that second round with, I got the Rangers beating Capitals and then Carolina, whoever's coming out of that second round for those two teams are going to be a champion, I think. And I think Carolina pushes through Rangers and then ends up meeting up in Dallas
So you
in
think
the final.
Dallas, so you got Dallas beating the Knights. I
Yep.
will say, by the way, EA Sports Simulation today has the Knights winning. The winning that series. I also do. I don't want to give away mine, but I also have Vegas winning that series. I don't think that Dallas has the swagger. But so you've got, who do you have though going all the way in the West?
Dallas.
Oh,
And
that's right. You
then
just said that.
I'm so torn because I have Nashville beating the Canucks, and then I have Edmonton just pushing out the Kings, but I don't feel like Edmonton is strong enough to go to the conference final, be I'm perfectly honest. And but I also don't feel like Nashville's crazy strong too. So I don't know.
If you can get
So
around
that's the biggest tough one for me.
Edmonton stick checking, you can beat Edmonton. Plain and simple. They're a very good stick checking
That's so
team.
true.
But then if you get past that, I mean Colorado, I mean, mind you, they had all their stars sitting against Colorado, but Colorado absolutely obliterated them in the last game of the regular season.
Yeah.
But you know, you had Drysdale sitting, you had McDavid sitting, you had go down the list. It was all the top guys. So
Yeah.
Aaron, who do you have in your how do you see the bracket? At least, you know, you can give a little bit of the first round, but what do you have in your finals for each conference in the championship?
So my kind of finals conference, I have Dallas and Vancouver actually out of the West.
So you have Vancouver beating Nashville.
I do.
Interesting.
I do. I do. I have Vancouver beating Nashville, in five actually.
Oh, wow. So you got, I will say too, EA Sports Simulation has Vancouver beating Nashville in, I believe, five as well. Not that it matters, but
And I have Carolina winning it all as well.
interesting.
I agree with Adrian. I think they're the additions that they made in the offseason and in at the trade deadline, especially with Gensel working on that second line, is they've absolutely been tearing it up, and their goaltending is the best.
I mean,
And Brendan
they've
Moore, that's
had.
like a defensive structure too, which really ends up winning you championships.
Yeah, I think Carolina has what it takes. I think the Rangers may push them,
Yeah,
but
100%.
I still think that Carolina takes it in the end just because of confidence and just they have so much more swagger
Oh, I
than
agree with that. Yeah,
the
and
Rangers.
we feel like Brind'Amour. God, it feels like it's been years since we've been saying this, but you think that Brind'Amour, you know, has like he's got them dialed in now, right? Like this is the year. It's felt that way for a little while. I feel like back in 2019, I want to say somewhere around there. Maybe it's just that he, you know, we really thought that was going to be a long-term team. You know, the East is not stacked, but they do have teams that can give them a run for their money. Obviously, Boston and New York. Going back to the ESPN simulation, they actually have a rematch of 2011. They've got the Canucks and the Bruins facing each other, and the
No.
Canucks winning in seven, by the
You're
way.
joking.
No. But yeah,
With a 4-0 finish in seven?
wouldn't that be great? Boy, so you know you got a bunch of Toronto fans with their fake Canucks jerseys waiting to riot. They're excited
Did they get
now.
them from Fanatics?
So they might not get their jerseys till October,
Oh, no.
but yeah, no, you know they're getting ready. So it's interesting. I have, and by the way, here we are, we're moving right on through. Tom's never gonna get here in time. I've got so my final four. is I've got the Knights going against the Kings, and then I've got on the Eastern Conference, I got the Rangers going against the Maple Leafs. I think the Maple Leafs will give Canada some hope this year, just based on the fact the offense of Toronto is spectacular. But I think that at the end of the day, the Rangers will win that series, and the Knights will beat the Kings. And because I just think the Knights are just they when they get to playoff mode, it's playoff mode. And we talked about Gensel being added for Carolina, but now Mark Stone's back for Vegas. He hasn't been there how long? You've got we know how they do things, and they've also brought in
Hurdle.
Hurdle, Tomas
Oh,
Hurdle,
yeah.
who's looking for a ship. So it's like I really feel like, I really, really feel like Vegas is going to go back to back, and it's crazy because they're a wild card spot right now. So I've actually got Vegas winning the Stanley Cup in, I believe, 7 games. I think it is going 7. I can't be sure about that, but yeah, I have Vegas winning the Stanley Cup again. I might be the only one. I know
Going against
mom.
the Rangers?
Yeah, I've been going against the Rangers. Yeah, I know my that mom who she often participates in our brackets. She's got Colorado winning it.
I mean, I
So
could see that.
I could see that too. It just depends on Georgiev, I think, and how he performs in the playoffs.
Yeah,
That'll be a
because that
big thing.
defense is solid. Their
Yeah.
offense is way up there as well. To be honest, I have Boston out in the first round. I have Toronto losing to Florida in the second. And
You guys are
wait, you got
nuts.
wait, wait, you got Boston going out in the
Nuts.
first round?
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, so do you, Brandon, since you said you had Maple Leafs
Oh, you're right. I do.
going to the conference final. I'm very curious. Where what is your I'm lost for words of
My
thinking.
belief is that as long as there's a Chipotle near wherever Toronto's playing, if did you watch that? Did you watch Austin Matthews his story before the All-Star game? And his mom used to buy him Chipotle before every game, and that's how he, that's how he continued to win, be so successful as a kid. And so as long as he can get that before every game, with he's gonna be just fine. Austin Matthews, he didn't hit 70. He's gonna be pissed about that in the regular season goals. He wants that. They're not gonna win the Eastern Conference, but they're gonna give Canada just enough hope where you're gonna have Toronto going, finally, we're finally gonna do it, and then they're gonna Dallas Cowboy the shit out of that.
Well, I love that story in a sense of like Toronto, like getting having hope that they're going to make the playoff, like make the Stanley Cup final, and then just getting destroyed in the conference. But my biggest thing is their goaltending. I mean, Joseph
It's
Wall,
trash.
he's decent, but like Samsonov, if they have Samsonov in, like I can't see them getting past Boston, and like I almost had them swept in the first round.
Don't forget that Boston lost to Florida last year, right?
True, and they were like the greatest team.
And Boston had the best regular season record ever.
Right.
They are, they're also getting up there in age, that team, and I feel like they're going to start
Yeah.
to hit their, terminal velocity at some point once they hit the playoffs. But go ahead.
I just think goaltending is like the biggest thing for Toronto and Boston series, to be honest. And with Swayman and Ullmark, and then you have, I mean, I don't know. We'll see.
The problem is that Boston's using Morgan Geekie as their second line center.
Ew, what? Really? I love you, Geeky, but you're not a second
So
line center.
there's no there no Toronto's gonna eat him alive.
I agree with you.
So
Wow.
I mean, after that though, Toronto will have that overconfidence and Florida's just gonna smoke them.
And
I
yeah,
think I have
Florida's
Toronto.
gonna smash them.
Wouldn't it be the next round? I can't, like I said, I'm signed out, so I can't see it.
Toronto would be playing Florida.
Florida. Yeah, I think they beat Florida.
I know. I mean, it depends on how quick that series with Tampa Bay goes, right?
Battle for Florida, man. I mean, that's gonna be a fun
That'll be a
series.
fun series. Have you guys
I
watched
think
their
Florida
last two
has.
games they played against each other?
Yeah, it's a little
Two of them,
feisty.
yeah.
It's chippy, man. It's good.
Well, I mean, look, Tampa's gonna be dangerous just because when you have Kucherov out on the ice, and if Florida can shut down Kucherov, which is gonna have to be their main goal. Because he accounts for over 50% of their scoring. Like, it's ridiculous. Like, 53 or 50, that's like 53.5% of all the goals they scored he's been a part of. It's
Wow,
absurd.
that's fucking
Insanity.
yeah.
And so you gotta, man, if Florida, which has a good defense, they have a good three running lines. Tampa Bay is going to get overwhelmed. They don't have the depth that they used to,
Yeah,
and
that's
they're
true.
getting
That's
old.
true. Yep. I do want to say you did mention Swayman, and we forgot to mention this last week. James, who's in our league, he used some of his winnings to go on Cameo. We didn't talk about this to pay Swayman on Cameo to call the rest of us losers. Which was
It's pretty amazing.
hilarious to me that we had that we got to watch the video. It was
Great.
hilarious. It was great. We were like, Swayman just called us losers, everybody. He actually referred to the bench warmers league. So now, so I will never root for the Bruins, Jeremy Swayman. Just so you know, if you're listening, we'll tag you in this. I will never root for the Bruins, but I do appreciate you as a human being. And let's hope the Bruins trade you. I'm sure the Kraken would love to have you down the road.
Yeah.
So Jeremy Swayman, get out of Boston. We just blink twice next time on the Cameo if you want out. We
We'll
will,
make it happen.
we'll talk to Ron Francis ourselves. Come
Yeah.
on over,
Yeah.
buddy. But that's,
It was wild. The dude went on for like 2 minutes too,
I
which was
loved
nuts.
it.
Yeah,
No, it was
like he, I
nicest
thought he was
guy.
gonna stop like 30 seconds, and then he just kept going. And I was like, this is sweet.
Yep. And then he like I think he actually was like nice in a few parts and then went back to
Yeah, he
calling
was.
us losers. So I love it.
Yeah. You know what? We might have to splice that in and into the
I'll
podcast.
definitely see if we can post it on like Instagram and TikTok. That'd be
Yeah.
it'd be hilarious. But
Real
yeah.
quick, do you guys have anyone being swept in the first round?
No.
I do have one. Which one is it though?
Islanders, probably.
It might be Washington.
It's Washington for
It might
me.
be. I almost had Nashville sweeping Vancouver.
Wow.
Yeah.
I just don't see it.
I think Nashville's just way better than Vancouver, actually. And Saros, I think, is gonna, I love Demko though. And so like, yeah, the at the end of the day, I still think Nashville's the better team. Yeah. Anyways, we've got Tom. He's gonna be coming in here in a minute, so we'll try to at least give him a chance to talk about the his bracket. Before we get to that bracket, though, we will stick around for a little more hockey before he gets here. And the U.S. women, they beat Canada in overtime in the earlier part of the World Championships. And then, unfortunately, in the final where they met up with Canada again, they ended up losing 6-5 for the ending up with the silver medal. It is so tough in those types of games because, and those tournaments, because Canada, just like in the men's, is always our biggest, is always our biggest competitor. And you think, oh, well, that's great when you win that early game. But oftentimes, the team that wins that early game ends up losing the second game. And the second game is often for a medal. So, unfortunately, so yeah, 6-5 Canada, which is crazy because I believe it was 1-0 the first game against Canada in that
Yep.
tournament.
In
And
overtime.
then 6-5. I mean, just an absolute goal explosion. And
Right.
you got to be looking at it too, and you're thinking about Hillary Knight and these types and these players. A lot of them have already moved on because they're no longer playing for the national team and they've gotten older or whatever. I don't think Hillary has a ton of years left playing for the national team. And so, the US team is going to go through a lot of different changes there. Yeah. So, but unfortunate for us US fans,
Yeah.
to see that happen, but
We never like to lose to Canada.
no, never, not at all. And, so yeah, that's an unfortunate. Hey, Tom's here. So
Oh, I told you I'd
Tom,
make it.
you have a few,
Wow.
minutes. We got to move on from hockey, but you do have, but we're still on hockey. So let us know about your playoff bracket. Why is it the way it is? What do you have?
Wait, what do you mean?
I have Kings be
Wait,
getting
you haven't
swept
filled out
by
your
Edmonton.
bracket yet?
I have, but like you said that like there's a problem with my bracket.
I
Yeah,
don't know
because you
what your
have
bracket
Kings
looks like.
winning.
I just wanted to see inside
I
your
mean that
brain,
is
man.
the only problem with my bracket, honestly.
Well, and filling in while Tom looks this stuff up, my wife decided that she wanted Edmonton and Toronto in the finals, with
Proud of
Edmonton
her.
winning.
Why
Proud
did
of
you
her.
pick
So
Canadian teams?
I've always
I
been
don't
led to
know.
believe that your wife is a very nice lady.
She is.
And I have no reason to think otherwise until you just said that.
True.
But okay, so can I run through my bracket as a
Yeah, of
playoff
course.
preview?
Yeah.
Because
Go for it.
I probably won't be on here long. I don't know what you're jumping to after hockey, but I miss most
Oh,
of hockey coming back.
we got like basketball is pretty much it.
Did
And
you go
then
tanning, Brandon?
no.
Hey, you look
Okay.
you look tan, dude.
Yeah, you did.
That,
Maybe it's
that's
just the
usually
mood
my
lighting.
that's no, it's just usually my it's just like literally it's not winter anymore. And once I go out in the sun, the melanin comes back.
Yeah, some of us are stuck in a cellar, not able to see the light for hours on end. Anyway, so we got Dallas and Vegas.
Yep.
Yep.
Who do you got there?
I have Vegas, actually.
Yes!
I got
No. Give
Vegas.
me both.
As much as I love Otter and as much as I love J Rob, and as much as I hate Pavelski, just because of his years with the Sharks, I think Vegas is gonna do it. Like Mark Stone's fucking Grandpa Joe from Willy Wonka, so he's got the golden ticket. He's getting up dancing and all that. I just don't like. I don't see Dallas being. So that matchup doesn't work for Dallas. I think Dallas was hoping that Anaheim lost last night and Blackhawks won because the Kings versus Dallas is a hard matchup for the Kings. But
Yeah.
Vegas can take Dallas. So now we're moving on to Winnipeg versus Colorado.
Yeah. Ooh.
I think you know who I'm picking here.
You're picking Winnipeg because you've been
I'm
Winnipeg.
Winnipeg. Yeah. Hellebuck.
I mean, Hellebuck's the best American, it's the best goalie in the world.
Wait, okay, here's
Not
a question. If you're taking, are you gonna take Quick in his prime or taking Hellebuck in his prime?
on the prime, Quick 100%. So Hellebuck, so they're two different goalies. Hellebuck is
Yeah.
so sound, like not strategically, what am I trying to say? Positionally.
Positionally,
He's
yeah.
positionally so sound. But Quick had that like little extra, you know what I mean? Like he
Yeah.
wasn't positionally sound and he'd give up the goal from half ice every now and then. But he would also like somehow make a save where he didn't even touch it. Like that one goal, I think it was against Tampa, where it went between his legs and like it beat him and then just like spun on the ice and then went phew.
Use the
Like,
force.
yeah, he used the force, man. It's farts. But no, Hellebuck right now is probably the best goalie in the world. He's not even in his prime really anymore. Well,
He's still
like
pretty
the end of his
young.
prime.
Getting to the
But
end of it, yeah.
But no, I just think Colorado's old and tired. And they just don't. I mean, come on. Sean Monahan's the only player that's played 83 games this year, so.
I think I picked Colorado on that one, but I don't disagree with you.
Yeah, I picked Winnipeg. Moving on from that. And also Gabriel Vilardi. Super horned up for that.
Loser.
Vancouver versus Nashville. I'm picking Vancouver in four. Like, Nashville's just
Ooh,
like, it's just a waste of
wow.
airfare. They shouldn't even be in the playoffs. Like, come on.
What? Wow.
Waste of
Dude, I almost
airfare.
had it a sweep for Nashville.
Did you really?
Yeah.
That's a pretty
Dude.
hot take.
Okay.
That's
Trust me. It's four.
okay.
Okay.
And then we have the last matchup in the Western Conference, which is
LA and
your
Edmonton.
boys.
Los Angeles Kings of Los Angeles
I mean, he's gonna homer
and
the hell out of this.
Edmonton, which is
I
gonna
hope to God that
be
LA wins this.
me too.
an Edmonton sweep. No, I'm just kidding. It's
LA
gonna be LA in six.
and
LA
six.
in
Okay, I think
six.
I had LA and six as well.
I think I have LA
Talbot,
and six as
Talbot's gonna
well.
give
I had LA in
Edmonton
six
like two
too.
games, but no, yet this is our year to beat Edmonton.
Yeah, I mean, Edmonton, look, I said it to earlier before you got here. If you can get around 11, Edmonton stick checking,
Yep.
LA wins it. I mean,
Don't
Edmonton,
take penalties.
Edmonton's
Yeah. Well,
not
here's the
that
thing.
defensively sound.
If you can get around the penalties that aren't called against Edmonton, LA wins it. But you have to be a fucking choir boy, or otherwise you're
Very
going to get a
true.
million
That is
penalties.
true.
I also think if Byfield can pop off too,
Dude,
they'll.
Byfield just
Yeah.
scored his 20th goal last night, and he was like, oh, he was so horned up.
He
You
was
could just
ready.
see, he was all veiny and muscular, just got me horned up too.
Lay
And
McDavid
I
out
was
first
asleep.
game and then concussion.
The thing that I also would be worried about if I was Edmonton is literally both their goaltenders, who I don't think are consistent enough to get to the playoffs.
I mean, the same thing with the Kings, though.
Who's their backup goaltender?
It's
Oh,
Skinner
it was
and it's
Calvin Pickard.
Calvin Pickard, yeah.
Whatever
Ooh,
happened to
Seattle
Olivio
Thunder.
Rodrigo, the their like
What?
prospect, not the singer.
Louis Domingue?
Olivia,
No,
no, Olivia Rodrigo does not play for
yes,
the
well, he plays for Bakersfield. It's like the same name. It's like Olivier Rodrigue or some shit.
Okay, I don't know.
He
No
plays
idea.
for the Condors. Anyway, we're moving on to the East Coast.
Yeah,
East
moving on
Coast,
to
here
the
we
Eastern
go.
Conference.
So we got the
Florida Panthers,
versus,
I'm guessing.
yeah, versus the Lightning.
Okay.
Which, okay, this has always bothered me. Thunder and Lightning are the same thing. Thunder is the sound that lightning makes.
Yeah, but they're not the same thing.
But that's like saying clapping and the sound
Actually,
that
though,
clapping
actually, I
makes.
mean, I gotta be honest with you. It's not often I say this, but
My farts
something
and
to
my fart sounds are the same.
That's, yeah.
the sound and the smell are two different things.
The
No,
sound
but
of
actually,
silence.
but actually, hold on though. I don't want to. I don't want to
Silence.
like. I don't want to like. But Tom, is it weird that I think Tom has a point here?
No.
I
Yeah,
feel like he
thunder and
does
lightning
too.
have
You're
always been
related.
the same thing.
They're not the
Because
same thing.
they
Because
are.
thunder is just the sound of lightning, right?
Yeah.
Correct. And
Yeah.
the lightning is actually the flash.
Right.
Yeah, but.
So it's
So
the
one's
one's
same.
light and one's sound. It...
Yeah, but
Okay. But
it's the
lightning is the
same.
cause of both.
So what is the
Yeah.
both things together? Thunder and lightning, but like.
It's
Yeah.
just lightning.
It's just one thing, dog.
And the thunder is the sound it makes. It's like a bark.
Like.
A dog barks, right? Lightning thunders.
Yeah, but a
I
bark
guess so.
is thunder. So it's not like sparks shoot out of a dog's mouth and we call that whatever.
Oh, that'd be dope, like a lightning dog.
Sesame Street today has been brought to you by the letters
Dumb and ass.
All right, you cannot convince me that lightning and thunder aren't the same thing, so we'll move on from that. Tampa's gonna win this. No,
No
Tampa.
way. Nope.
Florida's gonna win this in six.
Yeah.
I got him in six too.
I actually
I
don't
haven't.
know who I had winning that one. I
I
forgot.
have them at six as well.
I think I got Toronto in five. Wow.
Oh, so you're like me. You got Toronto winning that one.
I got Toronto
Well,
winning too.
and Aaron, yeah. Adrian's got Boston like sweeping Toronto.
You can tell since I'm kind of running through the East, I don't care about the East very much.
That's fine.
Okay, so the greatest goaltender to ever live.
Hellebuck.
Rangers.
And his
Oh, okay.
backup, Igor Shesterkin, are gonna sweep
Okay,
Washington.
I think you're
Okay, yeah,
right.
fair.
Yeah,
Yeah,
that's
that's a waste
definitely
of 8 days.
yeah.
The words of Daryl Sutter, RIP.
Washington is not a good team. If they beat the Rangers, that would be a bigger flop than Florida beating Boston last year. Yeah.
Boston last year, yeah.
And
I
this,
don't know about that.
I mean, Florida. It would be a bigger flop because Florida was actually good last year.
Well, but Boston also had the best record in history, so.
Yeah, but I
But I
don't
mean,
know.
would that not? I mean, that really feels like if that were to happen this year, the President's Cup,
Actually, yeah, I agree
President's
with
Trophy now.
Brandon on this because like Washington shouldn't have made it. They had
No,
less
exactly.
wins than Detroit, to be honest.
Yeah.
Just more regulation wins. And
That's
then
all that
the
matters.
possibly the most boring series to ever exist, and it's a repeat of last year's. Carolina versus New York.
Oh, the Islanders and
Who the
the Hurricanes
fuck
should
cares?
absolutely annihilate the Islanders.
Yeah,
It should be Smash
I
City.
hope Kevin Connolly cries in four games.
Yeah.
You got him swept?
I do.
Yeah.
No, I have five games. Sorry.
All right, so
Five
are we going
games.
back to the West for the next round or are we sticking in the East? Where are you going?
Oh, do we want to like go through the whole
Second round?
bracket? Yeah, I want to know who you
Yeah, let's
go.
do it.
I mean, you can skip ahead to your Western and Eastern Conference finals
Yeah,
if you
I'll go
want.
back to no, we'll go back to West.
Okay.
So Vegas versus Winnipeg,
Yep. And you
and I
got.
have five games for. I mean, I guess in the second round they don't ask you to do games, but
Yeah.
I got five games for Winnipeg.
Okay. Wow.
Fucking
How
True
does
North
your
is just gonna
fiance feel about
dump.
that? Your soon to be wife.
She's fine with it. She's got a cup last year.
She's
That's
She's
fair.
fine with it. Yeah.
She does that. That's true.
So Winnipeg
It's more than
wins
me
in.
and Brandon.
Yeah, Winnipeg wins in five games. And it's not even close, actually. Like two of the games are 5-1, I think.
Oh, and like in the which one?
In the series. Like Vegas is gonna be so tired.
You think they're gonna lose 5-1 to Winnipeg?
A couple of games, yeah.
Whoa, okay.
Mark Stone's
Vilardi's
not
gonna
even gonna be able to
have
skate.
yeah. Vilardi's gonna have two. Well, Vilardi also had a last
Remember, Tomas
game.
Hertl's gonna be, he wants a cup.
Tomas Hertl can suck my dick. Remember what Joe Thornton said about Tomas Hertl after the between the legs goal?
No.
He said, if I had scored that goal, I would have stood in front of the goalie jerking off. Literally what he said
Fucking
post game.
icon, dude. That's so good.
Wow.
Jumbo
Oh,
Joe, huh?
Joe. Fucking
Oh,
Jumbo Joe.
man, Joe.
My greatest memory of Jumbo Joe is when the Sharks were up 3-0 on the Kings. The Kings reverse sweeped him, and he was just like crying in the locker room.
Oh,
And they kept
God,
trying to
yeah.
ask him questions, and he had no idea what to say. He just kept weeping slowly, which I enjoyed immensely. So then we have Vancouver.
Against the Kings.
Yeah, that's going to be a riot in Vancouver.
Oh,
When the Kings beat him in 5 games again, Jared Stoll will not get the game-winning goal, obviously, because he is retired. But I'm
makes it
calling
harder.
Akil Thomas will get the game-winning goal. Very, very Jared Stoll fashion.
Okay.
Although Turk's back up. Akil's back in Ontario, which is weird, because Akil played better than Turcotte did. But
So
anyway,
you get
it's going to be an unsung hero
okay.
scoring the game-winning goal against Vancouver.
So you
Maybe it'll
got
be Lewis.
Kings and Winnipeg.
So then I got, no, we're just going back to the East.
Oh, sorry. Okay. Well, I'm just curious because I'm really curious how you're gonna, because Winnipeg, you've been pretty big on them all year, and now you got them going against your Kings. So okay,
We'll
but
see.
we'll go back to the East. Okay.
So Florida versus Toronto, which Toronto wins in 6 games.
Ah, so you're with me there too.
Dude, you. Oh man, you guys are
Yeah.
crazy.
New York versus Carolina.
You got New York winning?
New York winning in five games.
Yes! The
And
Cousins got it
man,
together.
five games. That just
five
doesn't
games
seem
though?
right.
Carolina's a joke.
Oh, man.
A joke. The
That's
only reason they're
brutal.
moving forward is because they're playing NYI.
Yeah.
Doesn't work as good.
Everybody's believing a lot in Gensel on this panel.
Yeah, fuck Ginzel. Who's he playing for? Carolina?
Carolina,
Carolina,
Carolina.
So then we got Winnipeg, True North versus True South. And LA is gonna win that in seven. Double
Whoa, that's good.
overtime, Blake Lizotte, freaking
Ooh.
Arvidsson's gonna shoot it. Watch, we're gonna have to play this back because it's gonna be so fucking good. Arvidsson's gonna shoot it from the corner, it's gonna bounce out. Blake Lizotte, while falling backwards, is gonna put it back in.
Whoa,
And
falling backwards. So this is clairvoyance right now. Yeah,
And so
this is the Mike Blower's Tuukka Rask
yeah, so Blake Lizotte is gonna bury
Sopo
it, and we're gonna move on to the Stanley Cup Finals. Literally, Bob Miller is gonna ejaculate all over the top row, and so will I.
Top row, you'll be at your house. I'm really worried about that.
I might be in Winnipeg to
No.
go to Winnipeg. Or Los Angeles.
Oh man.
And then moving on, we got Toronto versus New York, and New York gonna win that in five.
Okay, that's what I got too.
And then
Dude, what?
LA Rangers, huh? You're gonna
LA
put
Rangers.
quickie up
LA
against his old
Rangers.
team.
10 years apart.
That's kind of
Rematch.
fun, man.
Kings gonna win in six, and there will be 32 goals scored in the series.
32.
Who is number 32?
Jonathan Quick.
Yes.
Jonathan Quick.
Yep.
Yeah.
I love that. Do you remember who the coach of the Rangers was when the Kings beat them 10 years ago?
I want to say it's Alain Vigneault.
It was sure as fuck. Alain
Yes.
Vigneault. Yeah.
And you know who the coach of the New Jersey Devils was when we beat them in 2000 and
Oh, Lindy Ruff?
nope.
No, it's Scott Niedermayer?
Nope. He's
No.
coaching this year.
With a different team.
Yep.
Give me a clue.
The Eagles saying about it, the team he coaches.
Wait, what?
No, maybe not. I don't
Just tell us.
who's saying that?
What?
There are stars
In
in
the southern sky. Oh, that was the Eagles.
the southern sky.
Wasn't it? No.
No, it was Diamond Rio. No, it
Is it?
wasn't. Oh, no. Wait,
No,
was it? Oh, we can't sing it on here. We'll get in trouble.
that's why I sang it like that. But I couldn't even sing Front Bottoms. There are
Seven Bridges Road. That
stars
is Eagles.
in
No, it's not. Yeah, Seven
the
Bridges Road.
southern sky.
That Seven Bridges
Is it
Road is
really?
the Eagles.
Oh man.
Yeah. You actually went to
What?
an Eagles concert, Aaron.
Oh, yeah, I know. I don't even remember them
That
singing
is
that song
Seven
about.
Bridges Road by the Eagles. Brandon is correct.
Okay,
So I
so
was correct too then. Oh, Alan
why?
Jackson also did it.
Well, yeah, but up country artists always copy. What is the so what is the correlation to to the coach?
Oh, Pete DeBoer.
Oh, what does that got to do with Seven Bridges
Oh,
Road?
because he's the Stars coach.
Oh, God. Wow. What a fucking leap.
There's stars in the southern sky. Fucking Texas, bitch.
Was Pete DeBoer, he was really the coach of the Devils back then? God.
Yeah.
Scott Niedermeyer was coach at some point, wasn't he?
No, he
Yeah.
was player.
No, but
No,
Niedermeyer,
he
I thought,
coached
was he
too.
was a
Did
coach or
he?
at least assistant coach, wasn't he?
I must have been drunk during that part.
Well, you're always drunk, but
No, not anymore. I'm an old boy now.
that's
I'm
fair.
only sometimes drunk. That's it.
Well, it's great to have that insight from you, Tom. And so you've got the Kings winning the Stanley Cup. By the way, if I'm not correct, I could be wrong about this. This is off the top of my head. I believe when the Kings beat the Rangers for the Stanley Cup about 10 years ago, the Rangers were President's Trophy winners that year.
No,
No?
I don't think so.
Well, I thought they were.
I mean, I know the year that they beat the Kings, or I mean, the year
Well,
that the Vancouver Canucks or the Kings beat the Canucks. Sorry,
yeah.
that year Canucks were the President Trophy. I didn't think Rangers
Maybe you're
were.
right. Maybe you're
2010.
right. What was
I
that?
th
Was that 2010?
no, 2012 and
2014.
14.
Yeah.
Oh.
But I'm pretty
Well.
sure that I want to say that Blackhawks were.
Yeah,
God,
because
were the President's Trophy winners?
I want because
Holy
I want to say
crap.
that Vancouver was President's Trophy winners the year before we actually went to the finals in
So they
11.
were President's Trophy winners in 2012. They're President's Trophy winners in 2011, I believe, in 2012. I know 2000.
The Bruins were the President's Trophy in 2014.
Oh, they were? Oh,
That's what it
interesting.
says.
Oh,
Goaltenders,
okay.
Linus Allmark, Rhett
Because I know
Ginning,
the Rangers
Patrick
that
Maroon.
year, it was like Alain Vigneault was like coaching again a team like that should have been good, like when the Canucks were should have been good, and the Rangers ended up losing. That was a great series, by the way. Honestly, pre-Kraken, two of my favorite series, and of course we haven't been to a Stanley Cup series, Stanley Cup final, but two of my favorite series was both the Kings against the Devils and the Kings against the Rangers. They were fantastic.
So
Yeah.
the Rangers were second in the Metro.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah,
Well, you know.
they actually had less wins than both or than all three of Bruins, Lightning, and Penguins, and
Okay.
also Montreal Canadiens too. Red Wings made the
God.
playoffs that year.
Can you imagine the years where the Red Wings, the Blackhawks, and the Montreal Canadiens were in the playoffs? That's incredible.
Yeah.
What a different time it
Also,
was.
so Avalanche won the Central.
Okay.
That's weird for 2014. That doesn't seem right, does
Well,
it?
yeah, because if you think about it, that was when Landeskog was really starting to come into,
Blues,
prominence.
Blackhawks, Wild,
Also,
and then
don't
the.
forget the Central sucked at one
By the way,
point, too.
in
Awful for a
2000,
while.
in 2014, we were third in the Pacific. It was Ducks, Sharks, Kings, Coyotes, and
Yeah, the
Canucks.
Ducks won the Pacific for like 4 years running there for a while.
Yep.
Yep. Did they win the cup? Nope.
Couldn't do shit with it, but.
No, the Ducks and the Sharks were both like a team where like they were supposed to be good and they
Yeah.
would
I mean,
never do
that
it.
year we went 7 games and it was hard for Anaheim to do anything with Marian Gaborik's dick so far down their throats.
Tom, we'd love to keep you on. We do have to move ahead to basketball, but you're welcome to stay with us. Or you do have to go.
Oh, I mean, I'm probably gonna. What else you got? Did you do baseball and stuff?
We already did baseball, yeah.
Okay.
We got basketball, then we got like boxing.
You talk about fucking. Oh, okay, I was gonna say, did you talk about Ryan Garcia?
That
But
well, yeah,
yeah,
we can do that next. We can do that
let's
before we
do
do
Ryan
basketball.
Garcia quick, and then we'll do
Well, let's first
basketball.
of all go through the I just want to say quickly, UFC 300 was incredible. That was a stat card. We talked about it. I don't know if anybody saw the replays of Gaethje and Holloway, but Holloway basically in one of the most legendary moments that only you'd see in a production like UFC 300. In the final 10 seconds, he points to the center of the octagon and he says, "Come here, let's go." And him and Gaethje traded punches and he leveled Gaethje, boom, knocked him out. And with a second left to go on the clock, Holloway, Hawaii's own, ends up taking that one. As for the rest of the card, it was fight after fight was just fantastic. I mean, it was, I'm not a Dana White fan. I'm never really a fan of promoters, but I will say that if you could have wished for a better, celebratory card, like for a 300, I mean, Pereira against Jamal Hill, Pereira is incredible. I don't see who can beat. He knocked him out first round. I mean, Jamal Hill's got fucking hands of stone, and Pereira absolutely destroyed him in the first round. And so, it's a I don't know who can take on Pereira. He's fought a he's kickboxer before he was UFC or MMA. He was a kickboxer. He used to fight anywhere from middleweight to heavyweight or light heavyweight or whatever. And it's different types of weights in kickboxing, but than it is for MMA. But right now he's fighting at light heavyweight in the UFC. A lot of people believe he could win in heavyweight. I don't know who can beat him. The dude is so powerful. It's incredible. So Brazil has a champ there. And Brazil's had a lot of champs in the UFC.
Yeah.
But Tom, as you mentioned, Haney and Garcia, which is tomorrow.
Oh, man.
So Ryan, what's that, Tom?
Oh, sorry. I thought you said something different.
No. So
you are talking about Ryan Garcia.
Yeah. So we talked about this a few times on the show, but now this has really come to a head. We didn't think it was even going to happen, this fight, because Ryan Garcia has been loco the last, you know, how
month.
Many month or so. Months, yeah. And but he misses weight today by 3.2 pounds, I believe.
Yep.
He ends up, I don't know if Haney's ever going to get the bet money, but I guess Haney bet him that he's not going to make weight. So $500,000 he's lost there. He said he doesn't care about the belt, that he will not be able to win now because he didn't make weight. And all he cares about is winning. But looking at his face, I don't know if he took a Ozempic or what happened, but he to try to make weight. But he doesn't look good. And we know there's lots of other issues. You know, I'm not trying to make light of if he actually has some mental health issues going on, or if whatever is going on with him. But he's had some real big issues the last few months. Everything from, you know, just crazy conspiracy theories to now he was Kylie Jenner's or Kendall Jenner, one of them, their boyfriend last week, although they denied it.
I thought Timothée Chalamet was.
Yeah, I'm still confused. And then now this week he's engaged to an Australian. So. The fight looks like it is happening, and I gotta say, the most legendary moment so far was Haney looked over after Ryan was just going through a lot of stuff, talking about genitalia and stuff, and talking about his mother and shit. And Haney looked over, deadpan, very quietly said, "There's something wrong with this motherfucker." And I thought that's the most legendary moment from Devin Haney so far. And I want to also point out that I think Tom would probably agree. Like we love the Mexican fighters, and that's always the fighters we pull for, obviously. But I cannot root for Ryan Garcia, Mexican American. I cannot root for him in this fight. Thank God we've got the two best Mexican American or Mexican fighters in the world, in my opinion, right now, Jaime Munguia and Canelo Alvarez fighting on
Alvarez
fourth
is
of
past
May.
His prime.
Oh, dude, that fight is
he's
gonna
past
be
his prime,
so
but
good though.
But he's
I would
gonna
not
lose
count
finally.
Canelo out, although
I mean,
he
he's
is
got a
golf.
short neck, which helps him, but other than that, he's past his prime.
I don't know, man. That's
but
a
no,
great fight. Munguia is great.
Even Zandra, who loves Ryan Garcia or used to love Ryan Garcia,
yeah.
Was like, I don't know what to think about Ryan Garcia anymore.
Right, Ryan Garcia that dude is done. I know he's going to get paid for this fight. They've already negotiated it.
Dude,
so.
It's because of Jake Paul, man.
Well, except now he hates
you
Jake
associate
Paul.
Your, yeah, but
yeah.
Even you just associate
but
yourself
everybody
with Jake
hates
Paul.
Jake Paul.
And
well,
then,
but he used to be buddies with Jake.
Yeah, he
oh,
broke
I
his rib.
The thing that I said about Oscar.
Dude, is Tyson going to knock the fuck out of Paul, or is that canceled?
Well,
no,
it's
it's
not
still
canceled,
going.
but
Is
it's
he even going to be allowed to?
No, it's
no.
an exhibition. Yeah.
No,
Yeah,
I
but,
honestly hope that Tyson does knock him out. That'd be great.
Dude, I would love Mike to have a
I mean,
Mike
it still could
moment.
happen. It might not be the first round, but
I mean, it's Mike Tyson. It's not like it's Floyd Mayweather, who like knows like I can't knock him out or I don't get my money. Like,
well, that was Logan Paul that he went against, but yeah.
Oh, whatever. Yeah, but like Mike, you know, you never know what goes through Mike's head sometimes. I love Mike.
That is no, I mean, you're right. I mean, the thing is, when you look at Mike, who was actually using a cane at one of the UFCs last year to get into there. He actually looks like, I mean, the dude is punching hard in the training videos. So, but I mean, do I think that this is just all a big, you know, essentially WWE, but not as fun? That's how I see it.
I just want to see him get Paul get punched. That's just going to be my favorite part.
Same.
I mean, he went against Tommy Fury. You know,
that's Tyson's brother.
Yeah. And he's the only true boxer that, you know, that Jake's gone against. Because the one that he went against last time literally is working on an oil rig for like 10 years. And he was like, he used to fight 10 years ago. And Jake's like, oh, I'm fighting a real fighter again. It's like he pulled him off a damn oil rig and he ended up beating him. I mean, the dude hadn't practiced in so long.
Whatever happened to Evander Kane fighting Paul?
Oh, I don't know. That was like, yeah, that was talked about. And then I think Jake Paul knew that the money, I mean, Jake's only there for the money. Like he wants, so if it's, yeah. If Evander Kane wasn't going to bring in money, then I mean, Evander wanted to punch him. And
it's the only thing that I agree with Evander Kane on.
Yeah.
Well, also Evander Kane then got signed by Edmonton. So he didn't need to fight.
I mean, he still might, he's like still $10 million in debt, I think.
Yeah, that's true.
Even after his contracts.
But yeah, so that's happening tomorrow. Tomorrow night, pay-per-view on DAZN, Devin Haney and Ryan Garcia, and there's no championship now. Haney will retain his belt, so we'll see what happens on that one.
I still can't believe he missed by 3.2 pounds.
Dude,
that's insane.
A lot. 3.2 pounds is a lot in boxing.
That's a massive amount. Yep. Usually it's like a half a pound if they do miss.
Yep.
But man, are you kidding me? 3.2, he didn't even try.
I've seen it higher, but yet literally when you look at this, but then when you tweet that you say, oh, I'm actually glad I had some extra weight because that'll just make me punch harder. Like, dude, you're totally like desecrating the sport of boxing when you say that. And the thing is, like, Oscar, I have respect for Oscar De La Hoya, who's his promoter at Golden Boy. But if an Oscar has to go through with this fight, right? Like he has to promote it and whatever. But if he doesn't drop Garcia after this fight, then I've lost all respect for Oscar De La Hoya. Like this is like Ryan's just now taking boxing, which is a sport that I've loved since I was a kid, and he's just
yeah.
Making
but Oscar,
joke.
At the same time, is kind of all about like the money and.
Well, yeah, he's a promoter now, so yeah. I mean, you're right. I mean, just like you know, when you go through all the other promoters, Eddie Hearn's, yeah. You know, and sure. If you go to Dana White in the UFC and you look at,
sometimes I get Dana White and Alex Jones confused.
I mean, I get it.
I mean, hey, that's definitely <it's> understandable. and then you know, going back to Don King, even you love watching Don wave his flags at the end of a fight, but Don
I
was
also
a little
loved
bit.
His hair.
Oh yeah,
man,
absolutely.
Don was a little iffy.
He's
a little
iffy
sus.
Too. Oh yeah, yes.
There was some Tyson Don King things that
yeah.
may not have been great for poor Mike.
No, not at all.
Lots of issues in the past with promoters or scuzzy. All right, we are moving on to basketball. Like I said, you're welcome to stay with us, Tom, but you're
I'm
also
gonna
welcome.
Peace out. I'm going to go watch Is It Cake?
Yes! I will also be doing that, by the way, everybody. Is It Cake will be on my TV tonight.
Is It Cake?
Yeah,
it's
on
so
Netflix.
Weird, the fact that I've actually seen something before, y'all. That's not normal.
A little bit, yeah. I mean, I'm on like episode 3 right now. Adrian, you have to watch it.
No, it's
I
fun.
Tried to watch episode Netflix. 1 on a night after... I had a 12-hour work day, which was the day after I had a 10 o'clock hockey game, which I scored 2 goals, by the way.
Congrats.
And we won 7-1.
Yeah.
One goal went right off my finger. I didn't even shoot. It just went off my finger.
Yeah, that's a disallowed goal, actually.
No, I didn't move my hand. It just...
Doesn't matter if it hits your hand. It's not supposed to count.
Well, they didn't catch it. So in the SHL, it counts.
Did you, by the way, did you see the episode, though? And I know we got to move ahead. Did you see the episode that pissed me off, though, where they picked the right pool floaty?
Oh, no, I've only watched 20
one.
Minutes and fell asleep.
Oh, okay.
Because what I was trying to say before I got distracted by Aaron calling me a cheater.
Cheater, yeah. Yeah.
is that I played hockey, or I played 2 softball games, went to bed, went to work, played a late hockey game, went to bed, went to work, and worked 12 hours. And then I tried to watch Is It Cake? And I fell asleep 10 minutes
okay.
in.
Wait until you see some of the cakes they make.
I saw that Lauren Lapkus is on it.
Oh, love Lauren Lapkus. Lauren Lapkus is on it. She's the best.
If only they could get Ben
Lisa
Schwartz
Coach,
as well.
What was that?
So if only Ben Schwartz would be on there as well.
I was watching the, what is it called?
The earliest show.
Earliest show. Oh, that God, I was watching shows. Clips again from that. Yeah. One of the best. Everybody go look up the earliest show. It's one of the most hilarious things ever. Ben Schwartz and Lauren Lapkus. The one with, Pedro Pascal.
Pedro Pascal.
One of the best interviews.
No, I really like the one with Jake Johnson.
Yeah, that one's also
it's
amazing.
Like when he tries to propose to his girlfriend on there and she says no. And then Jake Johnson's like, she doesn't want your chocolate, but she wants all the chocolate, all the other chocolate. Like, no, maybe she doesn't like chocolate.
I gotta love the
Yeah,
early show.
that was one of my favorites. Also, that was the first thing I ever saw Pedro Pascal on.
It wasn't the first I'd seen him on, but it was one of the when I realized this guy's a gem.
Yeah,
Absolute gem.
dude.
He
You guys are just finding out about Pedro Pascal?
Oh no.
He's Boba Fett.
No, he's
Oh,
not.
no, he's
No,
not.
he's
He's the
Mandalorian.
Mandalorian.
No. I've known
Yeah,
about
he's
Pedro
Boba
Pascal for
Fett.
a long time, but there's this great part in the earliest show where he like spits the water back in his mug, and the like the card guy or whatever, or the producer, he drinks it, and Pedro's like,
Yeah. Oh,
"Oh
wait,
no."
I've seen that clip.
Yeah,
Yeah.
it's hilarious. But anyways, that's not why y'all called. Tom, thank you for coming on and for sharing your NHL wisdom. And we'll hopefully have you back again soon.
All right. Peace
Peace
out,
out,
boys.
buddy.
Have a
See
good
you,
rest of your
Tom.
pod. Enjoy talking about the rest of the sports.
We shall.
And we'll talk to you next week.
Yeah,
Well,
sounds
probably
good,
not
man.
next week. 2 weeks, 3 weeks. We'll see.
Yeah, mom's gonna be
Right.
on it for the Canelo fight
Oh, yeah?
that week.
Nice.
So yeah, it's a few weeks
Oh,
off.
I might be on after the Canelo fight.
Yeah, that'll be
When
fun.
he finally, I think he's going to lose.
Lose to
He's
Munguia?
I think he's going to.
Yeah. All right.
Unless that little short neck of his holds up, we'll see. We'll see.
I think you're just not giving Canelo enough. I mean, I love both of the fighters, so I will not be disappointed either way.
I
I
mean,
love both
he's
of
around the age where Triple G started giving it up. And so, like,
them.
I'm
Dude,
just.
Triple G went into his 40s and was still killing guys.
Yeah, what's the.
No, he's
Canelo
like
can't be that much
33.
younger,
No, he's
is
like
he?
33, 34, yeah. But he is golfing a lot. He loves golf.
Yeah, we can switch into
I never
golf
got
there.
into
Oh,
it.
he probably will. He's good at golf.
I was talking for Adrian. We can talk about the Masters for
Oh,
him.
yeah, I know. We gotta jump ahead. So
All
yeah,
right.
so all right, later, man.
Bye.
Later. All right, so let's run through basketball, everybody. We got the play-in tournament underway. We won't spend too much on this. The Lakers did, though, beat the Pelicans in the last minute. Zion Williamson had a 40-point game. It was the game he had to be good in, and he ended up tweaking his hamstring. He's still out against the Pelicans, I believe, won tonight against the Kings. He was out in this game as well. And yeah, it was unfortunate for the Pelicans because they're really, really making a game out of it against the Lakers. The Lake Show will now take on the Denver Nuggets, which people had asked, should they try to duck the Nuggets? No, you never want to do that. Because that's at least a 7-game series. You got Oklahoma City Thunder, who are now going to play if the Pelicans did in fact win. I had it on my TV and now it's off, but they were leading. If the Pelicans won, that would mean they're taking on the Oklahoma City Thunder. And then you have on the in the East, I believe, as we heard, Miami beat Chicago tonight. The other team that went ahead and won, it was a team that beat Miami. And why is it?
76ers.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Who ended up winning that game? Philadelphia ends up going through. And so we have all the brackets are now set. It's going to be a fun NBA playoff. Both the NBA playoffs, the NHL playoffs are going to be just exciting. The East, not so much in NBA, but the Western Conference is incredible. Just to kind of before we move too far ahead, just to give you an idea, the 10th place team in the West, it was in the play-in tournament, right? The last team in the play-in, they were 10, they had 10 more wins than they had losses. The Hawks, who were the 10th place team in the Eastern Conference in the play-in tournament, had 10 more losses than they had wins. And by the way, the Bulls also had a losing record. So that goes to show you the difference in the two conferences.
It's a 20-game swing.
20-game swing.
That's absurd.
We also have, yeah, but Jimmy Butler also got hurt. He has an MCL injury, so he won't be in unless the Heat go on a total run in the East, which is unlikely.
Yeah, especially as they start out against Boston.
Yeah. Well, I mean, hey, they took him out last year.
It's true, but
But Jimmy
Boston's
was
such a
playoff
better team,
Jimmy.
and Jimmy was playing playoff Jimmy, yeah.
Yeah. WNBA draft. We had Caitlin Clark going number one. That's not a shock to anybody. The
Nope.
Indiana Fever. Number two was Cameron Brink from Stanford. That was a little bit of a surprise, maybe. I think we thought Cardozo might go before her. Cardozo ends up going third to Chicago, I believe. And then Angel Reese dropped a little bit more than we thought she would. She ends up at seven, also going to Chicago, I believe. And Nika Mühl, who is she was She's been fantastic as well, by the way. So all these players that we are talking about that are big names, she was still around in the second round, I believe.
Yeah,
And the Storm ended up getting her in the as their first pick because they didn't have a first round pick. So I'm not disappointed in that at all.
That's a great pick, and that's a great value pick in the second round.
She's gonna be. I mean, trust me, she's gonna make the Croatian national team. You would think. Yep. And So I mean, good pickup for the Storm. They've got a with Ngumike and Diggin Smith and Jewel
and
Lloyd.
Nurse.
Yeah, they've got a heck of a team actually going into this year. It's going to be fun. Problem is, we also have the Las Vegas Aces in our conference.
Yeah.
So whoops. I will say this much too. I think Angel Reese and Cardozo being both on Chicago, I think is a huge, huge thing.
That's going to be ridiculous.
Yeah. At least defensively, my God. I mean, the rebounding from those two is going to be fantastic. So,
yeah. Hopefully they can fix Angel's shooting. She's struggled here in the last half of this college season. So, hopefully she can get a little bit more on track with that. And Chicago will have found a gem at seven, to be honest. It's a good pick at seven, too.
Her perimeter shooting is what cost her, I think, a few spots. We've got the U.S. Their roster has been announced for Paris for the men. It's going to be, where do I have it here? Here we go. It's KD, Kevin Durant. We got LeBron. We got Bam Adebayo. We got Devin Booker, Steph Curry, Anthony Davis, Anthony Edwards, Joel Embiid, Tyrese Halliburton, Drew Holiday, Kawhi Leonard, and Jason Tatum. That is the U.S. Now, the thing that sticks out there to me, Kawhi and Joel Embiid and their injuries. Let's see if they actually make the team. Who is waiting in the wings in case?
Oh, man, I don't know. That's tough.
There are, I mean, you think about it. There are players out there who maybe you think got snubbed. And we'll see if maybe they get a chance. I know some people were mentioning, well, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, my God, he's Canadian. He cannot play for the U.S. So,
and we have injuries, too, with Karl Anthony Towns. And
mm-hmm. So we'll see what happens by the time Paris comes around. I think Brunson would be another one that you would look at as a possibility.
Yeah.
People were saying Trae Young. No. Mm. No, dude defensively is so bad. So that it's gonna be fun. I will, my horrible headlines will come up. We'll go back to this, but there's not really a whole lot to update in surfing, besides the fact that the men's side, David Silva, Kelly Slater, Wilcox, Marias, Hanuman, Gentile, they're amongst several, including Callum Robinson as well. They're amongst several that have been cut. Those are big names being cut from the WSL in the midseason, culling, so to speak. We don't know about the girls yet. They're still trying to find good weather in Margaret River. So that's all that's really happening there. We don't know much about, we know the quarterfinals are set, I believe, on both sides. Got to wait for some good weather there. So, and moving on, we want to give a shout out to my mom, the Masters Fantasy. She won it definitively.
Yeah, crushed.
Adrian, let us know, what was your first Masters Fantasy experience like?
It was so much fun. Yeah. I found out about a kid who we're going to play the PGA Tour. Yeah. I've determined we're going to play fantasy for that.
Okay.
And this kid,
I'm down. Sure.
What's his name? Oh, no, Aberg. His name. Aberg. Yeah.
Okay.
I think they call him Oberg or something like that. It's called, I think it's Oberg on the broadcast. But anyways, that kid is damn good. His swing's really good, and his putt is, like, phenomenal.
He's got the short game. He's got the long game.
Yeah, his short game and is really good. I'm excited, man.
I mean,
really into golf.
He is last year's college golfer of the year, basically. He was, well, I can't even remember what the name of the college award is, but it's basically the Heisman Trophy for golfers.
Yep.
Yeah. He won that last year.
He had a good Masters.
Yeah, great Masters. Yeah, finished T2 or just straight second?
I can't remember exactly because there's a lot. I was away from keyboard, away from TV for that day, the final day. Scottie Scheffler taking the win there. My mom kicking the crap out of all of us. I was second to last.
I thought I was.
You're right. I moved up to like fifth, I think, in the final day.
I think I finished third.
Yeah. So I think Jonathan was second, I want to say.
I think so. And he beat me by 1 point.
Yeah. Mom ran away with it.
Yeah, your mom had a 10-point gap. She got to pick up some late players and it helped. Yes. I think the bonus of getting an additional point if you make the cut is really soft.
It is.
Well, I think the funny part was that she actually didn't realize she made a great choice by putting Santiago de la Fuente in for the first couple games, because you don't get negative points if it's an amateur. And so then when they don't make the cut, you can just swap in a better player and you get those points. So like she played it perfectly that way.
Yeah.
That's wild.
I made all four of my guys made the cut, and I just couldn't make any changes. My two guys just kind of settled right at the bottom of the cut line, and there was nothing I could do.
We've got the Seawolves. They won against LA in LA, and they now lead the MLR. I believe they do have a few teams have a game in hand, so we're not going to look too much into that. But Houston did lose to, I believe, San Diego, so now they've got a loss as well. They beat LA 36-5 in Los Angeles. They do face, though, this week the reigning champs in New England, the Free Jacks, and they're on the road, so that could be a really tough game. The New England Free Jacks are number one in the East. All right. Before we finish off this show, Aaron and Adrian, if you'd like to participate this week, but you don't have to because I'm not sure if you're able to
It
research.
looks like you made my choice for me already.
Well, I made your choice, but then you got to make an argument for him. So it's the weekly battle. I make the choices. It's my show, you know, right? No, it's not. It's our show, but I like to set up you guys for failure. That's my main thing. So it's the weekly battle, and me and Aaron have been doing this for a few weeks. This week, I switched things up a bit, not taking a bad team or a bad player and seeing if they would go far, but instead a good team and seeing if they would go out early. So in the NBA playoffs, which team has the best chance of going out first round in the NBA playoffs? Who wants to go first? And Adrian, do you want to spectate this week to see how we do this?
No, man, I'll jump
You're
right in.
participating? All right, well,
Go
if we're
for
going
it
to
then.
go for it. You have OKC. Why is OKC not going to, why are they going to go out in the first round against, I believe, the Pelicans?
One player,
Okay.
and I love the guy.
Uh-huh.
You know, he was Sonic back in the day.
Kevin Durant no
Kevin
longer
Durant, he's
plays.
getting old.
He
He's
never
not
played.
mentally
He
there anymore.
doesn't
He's going
play
to
for
start making
OKC
mistakes,
anymore.
and Pelicans' young team is going to destroy the Thunder and kick him out in four rounds
Kevin Durant
or
is
four games.
a Phoenix Sun, Adrian. Now,
Wait, is he
but
really? I thought he's
and
still playing
has
for the
been.
Thunder.
And no, man, he hasn't played for the Thunder for like 5 years,
He
bro.
actually
Oh,
won.
shit.
He actually won two championships with the Golden State Warriors. But that made this so much better, Adrian. I'm
No, this is
good
totally a
stuff.
win.
This is beautiful.
Didn't realize Kevin Durant got traded back to
Oh my God,
OKC.
that's hilarious.
But I love that though. You're right.
No,
You're right.
it makes me
Kevin
happy.
Durant
Yeah.
might be the reason.
Okay, so now my
Yeah.
argument is they don't have Kevin Durant anymore. So,
Oh,
of course, they're going to lose.
fair. Oh, it's perfect. Love it.
that's great.
You want me
That's
to go next,
fantastic.
Aaron, or do you want to go
Yeah,
next?
go ahead.
Oh, I'm going next. Okay. So, why are the Denver Nuggets, the reigning champs, not going to win? Why are they going to be swept in the first round by the Lakers? And I am showing no bias here as a Lakers fan, I want to point out. Okay, first of all, last year, I'm going to start off with the things that make the most sense. They got swept last year, okay? But if you really look at the games, 132-126, 108-103, 119-108, we don't want to talk about that one, and 113-111. They're pretty close, so they got swept, but they were pretty close in those games. They have to play, here's the thing about the Nuggets. They have to play potentially three games at sea level.
Oh
Now,
no.
they've been playing up in the clouds of Denver. They've got to go down to sea level, and I don't know if you all know what that does to a body. I don't, but I imagine it's not good. So that they're gonna have to accumulate or accumulate. They're gonna have to acclimate to that. Let's see, what else do I have here? Denver hockey did well in the Frozen Four. Nobody cares about the Nuggets right now. The Avs
No.
were also in the playoffs, so nobody's gonna be watching the Nuggets, right? Nuggets haven't played since April 14th. That feels like a year ago. And so
Oh
that's
man,
one
it's
thing.
been a
But
while.
here's why they really won't win and why they're going to go out first round. Kentucky Derby's coming up. Jokic loves his horses. He's way more interested in the Kentucky Derby. I found some more though. 2024 Show Me the Money horse show in LA this week.
Oh
Okay.
man.
He's going to be at that show. There's no doubt, but it gets better. The CAHC, that's the Arabian Horse something. No Frills Spring Show in Denver on the 25th. He's got horse shows all around to distract him. And if I know one thing about growing up in horse country, which I did, horse people like Jokic cannot miss a horse show of any kind. So he's got all these distractions in the equine world, and that is why Denver will not win in the first round, and LA will probably beat them in six games. Go Lakeshore.
Oh man, that's pretty good.
Those are some good arguments.
So I
Thank
got
you.
Bo-
I appreciate
I got,
it.
I got Boston. I obviously didn't do a whole lot of research on this, but
and you hate Boston, so this is
and,
perfect.
And I hate Boston, so this is great.
Yeah.
I mean Boston's gonna absolutely lose because Jason Tatum is gonna probably get injured in the first quarter of the first game.
Whoa.
Is that Channing Tatum's brother?
Yeah,
totally. Oh,
okay, good.
And because of that, he's related to Channing, and so you know they're gonna put on a movie set, and it's just gonna be a disaster.
2022 Drum Street.
Yeah, I mean,
2024,
24 Drum Street.
Yeah,
and the Jimmy Butler, Boston's gonna is gonna overestimate their ability against a Jimmy Butler-less Miami Heat, and they're just gonna, you know, Tatum's gonna take the night off, and then you know he's gonna get hurt, and you know that's what happens in the playoffs for Boston.
It's true. Boston is they get swept or they get beat. No, they weren't swept last year, but
yeah,
they get beat by inferior teams. That's what Boston does when they have a great season the rest of the year.
Yeah, I mean, look what happened to the Bruins. Same town, same result. And you know what? They're playing against Miami again, who actually knocked them out last year, I believe.
Yes, exactly. Yep.
And seven, so it, you know, games. History's doomed to repeat itself. You know, Boston loves to throw tea in the harbor, so we'll see what happens.
I like it. I will be happy if all three of these teams lose.
Me too. I mean, if I had to pick one of the three to have to move on, I would absolutely pick Denver.
Well, yeah, you would because you're not a Lakers fan. But we're definitely none of us want the Thunder or
no.
the Tom was still here. We'd have the discussion about Thunder and Lightning again.
No.
But yeah.
See,
so
they
I
can't be the same. One's in Oklahoma City, the other one's in Tampa. They can't be the same.
Adrian, loved your argument. Aaron, loved yours
you.
As well. I especially loved mine because I think Jokic, he's a horse guy.
Horse
people,
horses, man.
They
It'll
can't.
Get you.
Yeah, Jokic, and they need Jokic. They can't play without Jokic. Aaron, do you have any horrible headlines this week?
I do not. I wasn't really thinking about it this week.
Adrian, do you have horrible headlines this week?
I jump straight into this, and I honestly don't.
I have one. So this is going back to the announcement for Paris. I have the running out of steam team, USA basketball, unveiled their new roster. Reason I say that is because I love these guys, and I'm excited to see them all play together. But I believe if you look at the lineup, I believe it's like Bam Adebayo, Jason Tatum, and let's see who else we have on here. I think Tyrese Halliburton. There's probably a couple others, but they're the only ones. Everybody else is in their 30s, and some of them are close to their like late 30s or 40s even. Yes, LeBron is 39. So they're running out of steam team. Let's hope the rest of the world is getting much better when it comes to basketball, and let's hope they can actually. I think they're three in a row, right? Since they lost in Greece.
So
they're three in a row since then. Let's hope that this is their fourth. I'm excited to hear the women's roster as well. We haven't heard that yet, so maybe next week.
Yeah. I mean, sweet. It should be interesting. Basketball in the Olympics is always a little different for the NBA guys coming off a season.
Mm-hmm.
Slightly different rules, slightly different key.
Yep.
So it'll be interesting to see how that rolls down for them.
Big. It's also become so much bigger around the world.
Yeah, absolutely.
When you think about players like Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, I don't know if Canada's not named their team yet, but Canada's got a good team, right? They've got youngsters who are going to be hungry like SGA. And my God, I mean, they're not going to probably be playing him, but why can't I think of his damn name from UConn? No, not from UConn, Purdue, right? Who's like one of the, he's Canadian as well. So you got Canada who's got decent teams. You got teams in Europe like Italy who's played well. You got France who's got good players. Joel Embiid is worth noting. He could have played for Cameroon, but probably wisely, I guess,
Yeah.
decided to play for the US. He could have actually played for France as well, which had arguably a decent chance
Well, yeah,
to
Wemby out there.
yeah, exactly. So France has a decent team, but you know, playing for the US, if Embiid is healthy, that's gonna be hard to beat there. But I think it's just gonna be fun to see KD, Steph Curry and LeBron all out there, you know, balling. But man, they're definitely in the old the you know, Steph's in his, you know, mid to late 30s. KD's right there,
Yeah.
LeBron's 39. This is their last dance in the for the international team,
Yes.
for the
It's
national team.
yeah, man. This might be the daydream team.
That was another thought I had. But anyways, everybody, well, first of all, I want to thank both of you. It's great to have you back, Adrian. It's great to have Tom back on the show. Thank you for coming on, and hopefully we'll see you more in the future here. Thanks everybody for listening. You know where to find videos of from the show, clips from the show on TikTok and Instagram. They're in the link in the description, as well as links to Spotify. You can find us on any podcast app that you like to listen on, and make sure to leave a rating and a comment and all that good stuff. And make sure to subscribe so you know when a new episode is out. Obviously next week we'll know what happens with we'll know how the playoffs are going in both NBA and NHL, and we'll know how the draft is at least somewhat going, because it'll be a day after it starts, the NFL draft, and we'll know what happened with Devin Haney and Ryan Garcia, which is tomorrow. So we'll have a lot to talk about, I'm sure, next week. But anyways, thank you very much to both of you, and yeah, everybody else,
See you all next
thanks for
week.
listening, and later.
See you guys.